The Spanish were the first Europeans to arrive here. Then the French ruled the island, followed by the Danes. Finally, the Americans purchased it in 1916. Its remarkable history is not a thing of the past, for here the vibrant colored buildings are an important part of today. It's next on the American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, and people are always asking me, do you really travel to all of those places on the American countryside? The answer is yes. And right now at AmericanCountryside.com, you can find our latest article, 7 Fantastic Free Family Getaways. It's a collection of 7 of my favorite places a family can visit for free. Plus, at AmericanCountryside.com, you can find all of our past features, books, CDs, and much more. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and listen to our broadcasts right here. Experience America. It's all at AmericanCountryside.com.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
anything
over.
Anything he might need. There's a box of tissues and Band-Aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
David Goldstein lives in the largest city on the island of St. Croix.
In comparison to our great cities of today, it seems quite small and puny.
Yet the city of Christiansted was, and still is, a city that intrigues visitors from around the world.
Christiansted was the height of civility. It was a civilized, planned community. It was under extremely tight control. Everything was controlled down to a T by the Danish government, and it was a highly civilized and cosmopolitan world where people were coming from all over the world to just be here on this island.
This continues to be an important city in the Caribbean.
It was the seat of power for the Danish enterprise here in their colony. It then became the seat of power for the United States Navy and then was the seat of power and currently the shared seat of power for the territory of the U.S. Virgin Islands.
The Danes owned St. Croix from 1733 to 1916 when it was sold to the United States. Much remains from the days of Danish control. Many of the oldest and most historic buildings are a part of the Christiansted National Historic Site.
We comprise 6 buildings. It's a well-preserved 18th century fort. We have an 1830s customs house. We have the 1749 Guinea and West India Company warehouse, which was the nerve center for the Danish slave trade and sugar trade.
It's truly a remarkable city, a Danish city, now American, sharing the stories of centuries through its many historic sites. Traveling the countryside in Christiansted, St. Croix, I'm Andrew McCray.